All right, you can catch their podcast. It's called Sports Meets Beer, and it's on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter. You can find them everywhere. And we're going to do another round of Beer 30 here with Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Glad we got let in the building this time.
Yeah, well, you had beer in hand, so that's a good thing.
Hard to say no to that.
So we are doing our weekly, I guess, for lack of a better term, Beer of the Week. And tell us what this one is, because I haven't tried it yet, but I'm looking at it, and I'm already a fan.
Well, the same time I stopped by Lagunitas on our previous segment, I also grabbed another growler of this. And this is kind of a, much like the Fusion beer last time, this is part of one of their series. They do a barrel-aged beer in High West bourbon barrels. So this is their, that same beer, and they added vanilla bean and mint.
So what is this one called?
Literally just Lagunitas milk mint stout. So it's coming in at 12.2%
ABV. Oh, Lord.
You said this is barrel-aged?
Well, they use the barrel-aged stout.
And it's a stout, which I'm a fan of stout, so I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, so we've walked through that AATMF, you know, that appearance. This looks like a cup of coffee.
It does.
It is dark, black as night, unbelievable, and it's got a really, really, really cool, almost mocha-colored foam lacing on it.
That is so good.
I mean, you can smell right away, you smell the booziness of the bourbon barrel aging. You can taste it right in the beer immediately.
When you say you're tasting the booziness, you're not suggesting that you can get a lot of oak. I don't get a ton of oak in this.
No, but you get that. I'm getting that bourbon. I mean, I get so much bourbon out of the nose, not so much out of the finish of the beer.
See, I don't know if I get a lot of bourbon out of this. I get a lot of vanilla, which can be a bourbon characteristic. And the mint, it's that spearmint and then also the peppermint. It's got I hesitate to call funk because that's not really what it is. I said that at the beginning, but like it just wasn't a smell that I was expecting. I was expecting to get more of like a woody oak in this.
Gotcha.
And I wanted this to be more reminiscent of like a mint julep. I think that's what I was expecting when we poured it.
Because
I was looking for that bourbon barrel.
Yeah.
But that's not really what I'm getting here.
No.
The creaminess, the stout is just a really, you know, it's a low carbonated beer generally. And it's got a really smooth milk-like texture. And it's one of those things where it's just really, really creamy. And to me, that's what really sells this and finishes the beer is that to me on the front, I smell the bourbon. I can taste some of that vanilla, but it's really, really, really blended well. So it's not overpowering. And then it finishes, you know, like a milkshake almost.
I totally see the milkshake finish. I do think the mouthfeel is great. There is something really creamy about this. And for everything that's going on in it, I think it actually, especially for how boozy it is, I think it finishes really clean. I don't find this to have like a really, really long lingering aftertaste.
You guys can keep talking. I'm just over here.
just sipping, pouring and sipping. It's fun to try if you're in the mood to experiment and try something with extreme flavors. Right. But if you're looking to have something to pair with a meal or to sit down and have a pint with some friends, maybe not this one.
No, this is a meal right here. This is a meal.
When you guys say that, are you saying that just because of the complexity of flavor and the richness of the mouthfeel? Because I don't think it tastes like I don't find it to drink as boozy as it is, right? Like I wouldn't like if you were to ask me, I would say, oh yeah, what is this? This is probably like in the nines or tens. Like you say 12, that would surprise me.
Yeah.
Yes, it is complex in flavor, and yes, it doesn't drink as boozy, but the aroma is going to convince your brain that it is boozier than it really is.
I wake up every day prepared to drink a beer like this every day. One of the things I will say about this though is that I think that a lot of times if you know breweries are using extracts or oils to get the flavors, like you can definitely tell the difference. This doesn't seem to have that to me. Like this feels like they were using like real mint and not like a mint oil or an extract.
All right, so see, I'm drunk already. What kind? What was this called again? I didn't even write it down.
This was the Lagunitas Mint Stout.
Mint Stout. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and give that a thumbs up on my end.
Well, the High Westified stouts that they're putting out in general rank pretty high. I think they do a great job.
Yeah.
You know, this one, I'm gonna give it like a thumbs up ish because I like what they're trying to accomplish. I feel like there's a couple places where it might swing and miss, but I do think it's good.
No, I give this a thumbs up, but also a thumbs up with a thumbs up with an asterisk by it. I'll tell you why. This is a big, strong beer. If someone is, you know, if you happen to see this on the shelf or you're at an establishment that has it, you know, it's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
Very strong, bold flavors. Be prepared for that. And it's definitely going to deliver on the mint, but it's not going to be, when you say mint, people think Girl Scout cookie, and it's not going to deliver that. It's not going to have the Girl Scout cookie sweetness to it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a bitter mint. So you have to just be prepared for that, but I still like it.
By the way, they do a podcast, which is just like this, but a lot longer. if you're into that sort of thing, it's called Sports Meets Beer. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher. They're on Facebook and Twitter. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, thanks for being on, guys.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.